Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for Tuesday, June 26th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have Google Maps. Google announced a few features for the app back at Google I.O. 2018 last month. And today, some of those features, including Google Maps' material theme, a For You tab, and a new feature called Your Score, are now widely rolling out on Android. So we've been seeing these features pop up here and there for a week or two now, but now it seems Google is fully rolling them out to pretty much everyone. So if you don't see them yet, you should have them. There's a new For You tab, which basically provides suggestions for restaurants and bars that Google thinks would work for you appropriately. And then there's also a Your Match feature here, which I think is one of the more notable things. It's basically Google giving a score to the different restaurants, bars, anything you'd be navigating to on Google Maps, and basically trying to guess how much you would like it based on what Google knows about the place, your preferences and ratings, and previous visits to that restaurant or similar. And finally, this app update has Material Theme, which is a very white, very bold redesign that we've seen in some of Google's other apps. Next up, we have Google Home, which now speaks Spanish. We've actually seen this feature rolling out to some for a couple weeks now, but Google today officially announced the Google Assistant on Google Home can now understand and speak Spanish. Also of note today, Google announced that the Google Home is going to be available in Mexico starting today. Next up today, we have a couple of unofficial apps for YouTube Music and Android Messages. Basically, these do about what you would think. They're available for Windows, Mac, and Linux, and they're basically web wrappers for YouTube Music and Android Messages. On the YouTube Music side, it basically gives you desktop controls. That's probably the primary benefit. These are in-development apps made by indie developers, so you can't expect much, but they are pretty useful. Android Messages, on the other hand, is even more simple, and I guess the primary feature here is that it adds native notifications on Windows and Mac. And finally today, we have the LG V40. Android Police is out with a report today saying the LG V40 will arrive with 5 cameras, 3 on the back and 2 on the front, a notch display, and a hardware Google Assistant button. There aren't very many details other than that, though. It seems like this will be a upgraded version of the LG G7. So if you're looking for something really unique here, like the LG V10, which I'm a huge fan of, you should probably look somewhere else. You can read all these stories and much more at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.